Speaking of not being distracted, we want to enter into worship now. So as someone has said, let's let a curtain fall to separate us from the world and to focus our hearts and our minds upon heavenly things and upon the Lord. This morning, as I call you to worship, I want to draw your attention to a very familiar text, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Says this, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I want to draw your attention to the promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The saints have derived comfort from this for all throughout the centuries, from this wonderful promise, and it is still encouraging to us today. It's a parallel promise to the one that's given at the end of the Great Commission in Matthew 28. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. But there is a crucial difference between what is given to us in Matthew 28 and what's given to us in Hebrews 13. The crucial difference is that in Matthew 28, it's you plural. I will be with you all, even unto the end of the age. In other words, Jesus will be with his church while she obeys him in fulfilling the Great Commission. That is that promise. It's a promise to the corporate body of Christ, as it were. But in Hebrews 13, it's not you plural, it's you singular. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. This is a promise to every individual Christian, that when you believe on Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up permanent residence in your heart. Now, there is a reality that we have to experience repeated fillings of the Holy Spirit. There are times when we're full of the Spirit, and there's times when we're full of ourselves and empty of the Spirit of God. But there's a sense in which once God comes into your life, he never, ever leaves you. He's with you at all times. And I found it helpful over the years to think of it in terms of the scriptures describe God's presence in different ways. There's his omnipresence. God is just as present on Mars as he is in this room right now in terms of his omnipresence. But isn't it true that the Lord lives in the home and in the hearts of believers in ways that he does not live in the hearts of people who are outside of Christ? So we can speak then of his felt presence, and then we can speak of his abiding presence. Let's talk a little bit about his felt presence. You ever drew near to the Lord in private devotions, and suddenly you're conscious that God has drawn near? You're aware that you're in the presence of God, and it's a comfort to you, it's healing to your soul, it's awe-inspiring, and instead of struggling to pray, your struggle is, when do you cut it off? Because the Spirit has drawn near. Now let's confess, that's not what we've experienced normally. But there are also times when we gather as a church when the sense of God's presence is clearer on some days than it is on others. And we enjoy that sense of his presence. That being said, aren't there also times when you feel like God is far, far away from you? That he feels so distant? And you start reading the scriptures each day, and you go through the motions of reading the Bible, and it's kind of like when you've gone through a bout of COVID and you lose your sense of taste and smell, and you're eating something and it has absolutely no taste whatsoever. So you're not really hungry to eat anything because nothing tastes good. And that's the way Bible reading becomes. And then you pray, and instead of your prayers being like a helium balloon that ascends to heaven, instead they're like a lead weight that falls flat upon the ground. Your heart is apathetic. You can't really stir anything up. You listen to preaching, and the pastor may seem excited, but it can't arouse any excitement in your own heart. You're going through a desert, and you wonder, where is the Lord? I think we all go through those seasons. Some of you have shared recently that you're going through those seasons. I think I go through two or three of them every year. And there's been a few years I've gone through an entire year of that. You feel like you're just in a wilderness, and there's nothing from heaven. Keith Green has a song where he says, my eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, and my prayers are cold. And I know how I ought to be, alive to you and dead to me. And we feel that very often, don't we? And so you come to this promise, I will never leave you and forsake you. And it certainly feels like he's left you, feels like he's forsaking you. Well, what are we to do then with this promise? Well, the reality is, Hebrews 13 is not promising you that you're going to experience God's felt presence every single day of your life. As a matter of fact, the only time we'll ever get to a place where we will know His felt presence is in heaven. And you ever thought about this? In heaven, we will know His felt presence every single second of every single hour of every single day forever and ever. Amen. That's going to be glorious. I can't wait. But in the meantime, He has not promised that we're always going to feel His felt presence. As a matter of fact, think about the Scriptures. How often do you find the psalmist saying, "How long, O Lord, will You cast me off forever? Will You hide from me the light of Your countenance? Will You forever ignore me and put me off?" And we read that, and I'm encouraged because I'm like, okay, it's not just me. The writers of Scripture felt this, and the Spirit of God Himself, who they felt was so far away, was right there moving them to write these very words. So even though they felt like He was a long way away, He was there nonetheless. And that's the point that I would drive home to you this morning, is that the promise is true whether you feel like it or not. How many times have I told you in preaching that there's only two times when you should obey the Lord? When you feel like it and when you don't. Do you know there's only two times when God's abiding presence is with you? When you feel like it is and when you don't. And by faith, you lay a hold of it and say, even though I don't feel like You're near, Lord, You have promised You won't forsake me. So hold on to Him by faith, even though the feelings aren't there, because eventually this season will be over. And there will be the season of the Lord coming near to you and once again feeling the light of His countenance. I promise it will come. But in the meantime, you're struggling through the desert. Strive to be faithful. The Lord, I think, is putting us to the test. Because sometimes we can depend upon our feelings. And He's saying to us, don't depend on what you feel. Depend upon what My Word says, because I cannot lie. And dare to embrace Him by faith. We are gathered together this morning as a church. And Jesus has promised when we gather together in His name, His presence will be with us. His presence is here, whether we feel like it or whether we don't. We can depend upon Him because that's what He has promised. So trust His faithfulness even when your feelings say He's far away. Because He's near to His people. He promises and He cannot lie, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Let's pray. Father, we ask that the Spirit of God would be poured out upon us this morning. That You would enable us to draw near to You. And that through Christ You would draw near to us. Lord, we would love to enjoy Your felt presence this morning. But Lord, help us to have faith in Your abiding presence, even if we don't feel anything. But we would ask, Lord, that You would be at work among Your people, drawing sinners to Christ and comforting the saints and encouraging us, convicting us, persuading us, Lord, of Your truth. And we ask You this for Your glory and Your honor. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.